Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and this is my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness, because I believe if we can come from a place of holistic, which is the mind-body-soul connection, healing can occur, and of course, that's going to spark some happiness in us all. So let's dive in. This podcast episode is all about Aquarius season. Now, for those of you who have been following me, you know I'm into the moon, the energy, the new moon, the full moon, our ritual, manifestation, all that beautifulness working with the universe. So Aquarius season starts on the 20th of January and ends on the 18th of February. We actually have a new moon coming on the 9th of February, which I'm super excited about. It's the day before my birthday. So I love Aquarius season. Aquarius is the perfect meeting of freedom, knowledge, and community. This energy not only changes the world, but shapes it. Like, how incredible is that? To understand the power of Aquarius, we must first understand the interconnected field we all live in. We all contribute to and are affected by the collective consciousness. The collective consciousness contains our shared beliefs as a society, including societal norms, common attitudes, beliefs, and even what is accepted versus what is rejected by society. We each feed into this consciousness, and we each have the power to shape it. So Aquarius teaches us about this container and how to shift it from the inside out. Because again, sometimes we try and change the outside world when the most important thing to change first and foremost is the inside world, who we are. There's not to say that there's anything wrong with us, but you can't expect to see a change in someone else if you're not willing to change. So again, that's why it's always start with your own vibration, your own frequency first, and then radiate it out onto the world to be able to help and support. True helping us realize that we have the power to shape the world around us. The energy of Aquarius empowers us to be ourselves. It teaches us that we do not have to accept the world we were born into, and that, in fact, it's our responsibility to contribute to its change. First, though, we need to understand our own energy. We need to know how we are bound by the expectations of society and how we've been brought up, our limiting beliefs. We all grow up with certain rules and governing beliefs. We develop our personalities in a collective consciousness shaped by the generations before us. This societal container tells us how to act, how to think, and even what is possible. But Aquarius challenges all of these and asks us to find our individuality within the collective. It teaches us that we are unique. We are the most unique, beautiful people there is in the world, and you are the most unique person there is. And you always need to tap into that. As you make your way through this season, challenge some of the most commonly held beliefs that you have. Notice your conditioned and trained patterns and break them. Ask yourself, why do you think a certain way and who those thoughts really belong to? Also, look at how your beliefs and patterns affect the energy you emanate into the world. Love this, because we're vibrational frequencies. When you think about it, we are, I always explain to my clients, it's like you've got an electricity board within your whole body. That has a frequency that emanates out onto the world. If you're in a bad mood, someone can feel it without you saying anything. If you're in a good mood, someone can feel it. If someone is anxious, you'll be able to feel it without a person opening their mouth. So again, it is so important that we look after our own frequencies. As you change your patterns, you help break through outdated patterns of the collective, changing the world through your own frequency, first and foremost. The vibrations we send out from our energetic bodies are a compilation of our subconscious and conscious thoughts, our feelings and our actions. Aquarius season is a time to open your mind to these energies and to think of your world in the terms of your vibration. We emanate the frequency from our energetic fields in all directions. It is the form of communication that impacts our realities, including what we attract into our lives. Over this season, pay attention to the vibrations you are projecting. So what are you projecting out onto the universe? Notice what happens when you are in a state of gratitude versus frustration and anger. Feel how your emotional self contributes to the frequency and how it shapes your reality. What is your frequency calling into your space? How is it affecting the people around you? Is it contributing to the change you want to see in the world? Furthermore, look at how you absorb or are influenced by other people's frequencies. This is very, very important, especially in the world we live in, where so many people are influencing us or bullying us or whatever the case may be. Aquarius teaches us to stand firm in our vibration and not to allow other people's energies to affect us, especially negatively. So again, of course, do we want positive people to affect us? Yes, of course. Give me more of that. But if there's negative people around you, like I call them energy vampires, you need to be aware of what they are doing to your energy field. Are they affecting your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health? Are they affecting how you think and feel on a daily basis? Are they affecting how you work because you're in a bad mood now because you had a phone call with this person and you're now in a bad mood and that trickles into your whole day? Do you need to cut cords with certain people because you're a vibrational being that you don't want to be dragged down anymore, sucked into their negative vibration? It is so important that you figure this out for yourself. See the energy all around you. Find ways to raise your vibration throughout this season by aligning with gratitude, abundance, joy, and love. Challenge yourself to stay in these vibrations no matter what life hands you, and watch the world conform to you instead of you conforming to it. So powerful. Inside of my holistic online community, every single month I do a new moon offering and a full moon offering. Not only that, there is tons of content in there. And I love the fact that with Aquarius season, it's all about the gratitude. It's all about the love. We've got Valentine's Day coming up as well. So for the month of February within my online holistic community, we're actually doing mirror work in there. Again, raising our vibration from the inside to look on the outside world with love, with compassion, but first and foremost, feeling it for ourselves first. Such a powerful thing. If you ever want to work with the frequency of the world around you, first work with yourself. It doesn't have to be massive. You don't need to go find a guru and move to India, which would be ideal. Of course, who wouldn't want to do that? But again, be realistic. We're all living in this world. Do a meditation on a day. When you come away from a person or a phone call, how do I feel? Do I feel they're constantly depleting my energy? What can I do so that I don't have to interact with that person? Because at the end of the day, you are in control of your life. No one else is in control of your life. If you are in a situation, obviously, that someone is controlling you, do seek help. Please seek help because you deserve so much love. You deserve so much respect. Know your worth. Don't let anyone bring you down because of what they're going through. Be the light in your world and let your light shine out onto others. As you work with the vibration of Aquarius season, and as I mentioned, on the 9th of February, we have the gorgeous new moon, and working with that new moon's energy is going to be potent because each new moon and full moon brings with it a different energy. It's not just sitting down, doing your gratitude journaling or doing a release technique, charging your crystals, charging a bit of water. Yes, is that good? 100%. But there's so much deeper work to be done with a full moon and a new moon based on where the moon is at, because again, we've got the Aquarius new moon now that's happening in February, which is such a powerful time because Aquarius teaches us to think in terms of energy. So again, raising our vibration, how can we do it? It is so, so important in setting our intentions. So how do you want to feel each day? What vibration do you want to live in? What helps you reclaim it and feel your power? How can you get your power back? What are you ready to stand up for in your life? All important questions that you need to ask yourself this season. So again, I just wanted to give you some nuggets about Aquarius season, and working with the energy that's out there. Know that you are an energetic being. You have a frequency, and you deserve to protect your frequency. And you deserve to work on your frequency, to raise your vibration on a daily basis. I always explain to my clients, if you've got your back to a door and someone walks in and you don't hear, but you certainly, you can feel something. And, you know, you kind of stand up straight and your body stiffens. That's energy. Someone has come into your energy field. So be aware, be more tapped in that you have a frequency that you're emanating out onto the world on a daily basis. Will you have bad days? 100%. Will you have good days? 100%. It is life. There is speed bumps. There is ups and downs and in-betweens. That's what life is. But you're the only person that can wake up every morning and choose to be who you are. Do not let anyone else dictate who you are. Once you come from a place of love and kindness from your heart chakra and shine it out onto the world, hold your head up high and know that you deserve the most beautiful, abundant life. Why? Because you're the most unique, beautiful person there is. Tapping into that frequency, coming from a place of gratitude and working with it on a daily basis, parts of your life will start to transform. If you would like to join my online holistic community, or anything else that I offer, if you feel that it might benefit you, please feel free to reach out. I'll leave a couple of links in the show notes. But again, if you can't use the link, feel free to drop me a direct message. I'm here to help as many people as I can. Feel free to share this episode as well if you feel it will help someone else. Happy Aquarius season. Happy new moon on the 9th of February. And happy birthday to me on the 10th. Sending you so much love and light from my heart chakra to yours. Can't wait to get my next podcast episode up and running for you and keep this flow going. Because again, I love being able to share all this love and light with you. And again, it's all about if we can raise one vibration at a time, imagine what way the world could be a year from now. So keep shining your light and don't let anyone dim it.